Adam's going to talk a little bit about the trajectory of the vaccines. We get a call from Israel and talk to somebody who had a really serious vaccine reaction. And I talk about an interview I did with a cardiologist that freaked Gary out pretty good. That and more right after this.
What's up, everybody? It's All-Star and World Series champ Nick Swisher here, and I'm stoked to tell you about my new podcast, The Nick Swisher Show, right here on Podcast One. If you know me, you know I've worn a lot of hats in my career, and each one of them has had highs, lows, and a whole lot of learning in between. And that's exactly what I'm bringing to this podcast. You're going to get crazy interviews with athletes from their struggles to their successes and all their unbelievable superstitions along the way. You're going to hear from hometown heroes that are stepping up to the plate and making positive change and influences in their communities. I mean, we've got scientists, coaches, comedians. I'm telling you, whether you're an athlete, a parent, a coach, or just looking for a little energy in your life, then Home Plate is right here. It's old school soul with new school vibes. It's the Nick Swisher Show, coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, get it on, get it on, get it on, Dr. Sports-certified skin special.
Get in the game.
Get in the game, man. What's going on?
Gary, I freaked Gary out pretty good the day. I interviewed a cardiologist about some of the this guy's from the UK. He's a very reasonable dude. But he started going through some of the data about concerns of cardiac side effects from the vaccine. Did we not freak you out pretty well?
I mean, it was just a bit of a bummer of a podcast. You guys are being reasonable and saying these are rare instances, but what you're basically saying is anyone which falls under the guise of me or almost everyone I know who got the vaccine when they were told to had a reasonable, you know, and then got one booster and stopped, you're still just, we don't know, you could be fucked. Sit still. Like, we'll see.
Well, and that the reality of giving you the vaccine has no foundation. And the risk potential is increasingly evident, like really significant.
You know, for me, and I say this all the time about various different subjects, it wasn't Pfizer, wasn't Fauci, it wasn't Biden, it wasn't the government. It was all the people, you know, it was the View. Yeah. You know, it was the chicks on the View who were chastising people and yelling at people to get vaccinated, that they were causing the problem.
Right.
It was all the politicians that were trying to put forth legislation saying you can't go back to work, or if you work for the government or you're in the military. And by the way, a lot of that happened. A lot of people quit, got fired. A lot of, you know, pressure on everyone to say no traveling. You can't. It's still going on.
Still going on.
In school boards.
Yep.
When you go to certain blue state school boards, they're not letting people come back to school who are not vaccinated.
Universities, you know, routinely do this.
Universities. Like, it's all those fuckers. Yeah. It's all of them who I have a problem with.
The mandate people. Yeah. That's the problem, is that this thing has a high risk profile compared to any other vaccine you can name.
Versus it's no risk for fucking kids,
correct,
you assholes. Correct. How many fucking times do you have to hear it?
Well, you know what's weird? I brought up to this cardiologist. I was reading some stuff from some pediatricians, and oh my God, are they in a panic? One out of four kids have long COVID. Did you know that, Adam?
No, it's they do not.
That's right. They wouldn't be any school.
They report it. You ever feel hazy sometimes when you get up too fast?
It's really incredible that they're in a panic about it, and it has no foundation in reality.
It's all of them, and then it's all the fucking citizens who attack their own citizens. Remember, you were responsible. Kyrie Irving was couldn't play basketball at his home court because he wouldn't get vaccinated. And by the way, where's the motherfucking apology?
Oh, I know.
He was right.
Yeah.
He was right because he's healthy and young. He didn't want to get vaccinated. Yeah. You all attacked him.
Yeah.
Now, shouldn't be apology time, or Federer, whoever the tennis player is. They wouldn't
Djokovic.
Let him. Djokovic wouldn't let him come in and play tennis. That was 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
Wouldn't let him play because he wasn't vaccinated. Fucking apologize now.
Yes. Change direction. Apologize.
Yes.
Take responsibility for what you did. We made a mistake. I was an enthusiast of the vaccine at one point. I'm no more skeptical. I'm still vaccinating my elderly patients. I think there's a real benefit there. It's obvious. Under 50, no, I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Why?
Yeah. By the way, so it lasts 3 months.
Shit time.
3 months.
And then you attacked everyone who said anything about it and then deplatformed them?
They continue to.
Right. They're right. Now apologize to Federer and Irving. Just apologize to them. They made the right decision. If you had a 26-year-old healthy male
especially athletes,
would you hope he was vaccinated or not vaccinated? If you had a Magic.
Not.
Oh, Djokovic, sorry. Made a mistake.
It's very weird. And there I'm still trying to understand. I'm thinking more along, I think you'd said this at one point, that incompetence is a major player.
Major.
Major problem here. That incompetence meets panic, meets fear.
I don't know. Gary can find it. You had Sotomayor, a Supreme Court justice. There's 100,000 kids that are on the escalators right now. You have some crazy chick that I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. She's on the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Lying about numbers and kids.
Yeah.
Because somebody said, is it constitutional to require, vax mandates?
Yeah.
And she's going to – well, of course, she's all for it because she's – what? Because she's on the Supreme Court?
Mm.
She's all for this vaccine that's unnecessary for young people and forcing people to get it before they return to work? Although the other thing she's simultaneously for is total body autonomy when it comes to abortions.
Right.
Nobody can tell you what to do
with your body.
Except so,
vaccinated.
Right. Ugh. Can you find her on that?
Oh, here's a vaccine question.
I think the audio might exist, but it was during oral arguments for the Supreme Court, so I don't think there's video.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can find it.
I'll try. The first link I found is a two-hour thing, so that might take a minute to get through.
It's probably a news headline or something.
I got all the headlines. I'm just trying to find the actual audio.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to May, 44, from West Virginia. May?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, now.
Hey, guy.
So my aunt is 78 years old-ish, otherwise fairly healthy, has a few small things, but no major medical history and no major cardiac history. No medications, no blood thinners of relevance, and she got the Moderna bivalent booster. Within a few days, she was having chest pressure, pain, thought she was having a heart attack. Anyway, eventually ended up in the cardiac ICU with hemorrhagic pericardial effusion. They did a pericardiocentesis and drained off 600 cc's.
Jeez.
And she's doing fine now. She's recovered completely. And I could only ever find one other reported case of something similar to this with somebody who had a cardiac history and was on blood thinners.
Pericarditis has been reported a lot. But not pericardial effusions and certainly not hemorrhagic effusions. Did they look at her heart very, very carefully? She must have had an MRI or a CT or something.
Oh, yeah. She had multiple scans and it was diagnosed. There's tons of pericardial effusion, like a serous pericardial effusion in the literature.
Yeah.
And that's what they thought it was. But then when they went in, when the cardiologist went in during the cath, and went to drain it, and it was all bleeding. He got terrified. He called CT search, thought he'd maybe punctured through the...
The ventricle.
Pericardium. Yeah. And anyway, the CT search came in, looked, and said, no, the structure of her heart's fine. It was just a massive muscle bleed.
Jesus, that's craziness. I was telling Adam, I just interviewed a cardiologist from the UK who's just seeing a massive increase in supraventricular tachycardias, increase, of course, in pericarditis, myocarditis,
What the motherfucking F did I tell you about trajectory in this vaccine?
You were saying the truth will out, is what you're saying.
That no, it wasn't.
It will be done.
No. What is the trajectory? What did I say months and months ago?
You said that we've about had it with this vaccine, as you kept saying.
All right, forget it.
Okay, what'd you say?
I said it starts off with, you get it, you can get it, but you can't spread it. And then it goes, you can get it, and you can spread it. Then it goes, by the way, this thing that everyone has signed off on where I got it, but thank God I was vaccinated, wasn't bad. I've not signed off on that. This is one more thing. This is one more thing they were saying.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm saying. You can get it. No, get vaccinated, you won't get it.
Yeah, or transmit it.
Well,
yeah.
Do not jump the gun.
Yeah.
Get vaccinated and you won't get it.
Yeah.
Then it was, I guess you can get it. Well, because the data starts pouring in. We're people that are vaccinated. You can't get it, but you can't spread it. Okay. Then it goes to, okay, lie, wrong. Well, you get it, you get vaccinated, and then if you do get it, it's not as bad. Oh, so we're right back to me believing you? And there's all these stupid anecdotal stories. Like I heard Andy Cohen about it. It's like, I got it, you know, a month ago, but thank God I was vaccinated. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. You tell me how that works in a clinical setting. Because I've talked to a million people that have got it who weren't vaccinated. It wasn't that bad. So what are we talking about here? And I'm not signed off on that. I don't know anything about it. All I know is everything they've said thus far has turned out to be inaccurate. And this will just be one of those things. Now, maybe it's 100% correct. I do not know.
Well,
then they said it wasn't bad for you. Then you'd only have to get two shots and blah, blah, blah. It's just going down a trajectory, and it's going to end up like that fucking bullet train that we're building here in California. Remember, it's going, oh, it'll be $50 billion, and it'll take 10 years. Okay, it'll be $100 billion, but you'll be able to get from San Diego to San Francisco. Okay, we're not going from San Diego anymore, or L.A., or to San Francisco, or it's not even a bullet train anymore. And by the way, it's going to cost another $50. Oh, and we're looking for a 12-year finish. Do you see what I'm saying about trajectory?
Yes.
What is the difference between the vaccine and the bullet train in terms of trajectory?
Same. Yep. Creep.
Same people saying the same thing.
Mm.
It's the same people.
That's interesting.
Two.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's interesting. It escaped my mouth.
The risk benefit is clearly, well, more obviously, well, I don't want to offend Adam here, more likely to be significant, beneficial in these elderly people. And I've not seen any myocarditis, pericarditis in the old folk. They seem to tolerate it a lot better. So she's a way outlier in terms of getting something so extraordinary. It's really wild. So please keep us posted. Did anybody want a strip or pericardium or anything? Is that
you a real doctor? Just a love doctor.
No, nobody did. In fact, that was kind of what my question was, and I haven't, she lives in Florida, she's not here, so I haven't actually met her cardiologist, but her husband is an anesthesiologist, they're medically knowledgeable people, and I asked, you know, what is the long-term consequence? Is she going to develop some kind of a rind or a scar? Is she going to have restrictive cardiomyopathy? Like, what's going to be down the road? And from everything everybody says, no, she's going to be fine, she's bouncing along doing great, she's on vacation in Savannah right now.
And it's not the restrictive cardiomyopathy so much as the restrictive pericardial. The pericardium becomes restrictive, and I don't know. I'd want to know more about that. So keep asking questions.
Let me play Sotomayor.
Oh, really? Ugh.
She's a great mind. And they're arguing over whether it's constitutional to basically fire people from their jobs who don't want to get vaccinated, and military and. Yeah, all industry.
This is January 2022.
January 2022. It's this year.
Mm.
All right.
Counsel, those numbers show that Omicron is as deadly and causes as much serious disease in the unvaccinated as Delta did. The numbers, look at the hospitalization rates that are going on. We have more affected people in the country today than we had a year ago in January. We have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators. So saying it's a different variant, just
Not one thing she said was accurate.
she says she's allowed to think. She's a chick. She's got thoughts. She feels. That's a mother. She's a mother. You can't tell her about numbers.
This video was posted by Forbes, and they note in the write-up that daily COVID hospitalizations for Americans under 18 has remained below 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about all the kids on the ventilators 9 months ago?
Zero. Yeah.
Oh, they're making policy here.
Yeah. Law.
Making law.
Not just policy. Law.
Based on
fantasy.
Okay. Better listen up, people. People don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
It really is, there's got to be some kind of like, I'm sorry to say this, but like an uprising or something, or some sort of movement, the honesty movement, back to our pragmatic and honest movement or
but
something.
But remember I told you they're always trying to drag the kids into this?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Always. As a mother.
Is this not her trying to drag kids into this? All right, let me tell you about MindBloom. You just need to take better care of yourself is not a response to mental health struggles. MindBloom, the leader in at-home ketamine therapy, combining science-backed medicine with clinician and guide support. MindBloom connects patients to licensed psychiatric clinicians to help them achieve better outcomes with lower costs and more convenience. To start, take MindBloom's online assessment to determine if it's right for you. If approved, you'll schedule a video. Do a video consult with a licensed clinician to discuss goals and expectations. Then MindBloom mails a kit complete with medicine, treatment materials, and tips for getting the best experience, and you can begin. It's MindBloom. Right, Gary?
It's time to enter the next chapter in mental health and well-being. Let MindBloom guide you. Right now, MindBloom is offering our listeners $100 off your first six-session program when you sign up at mindbloom.com/ADS and use promo code ADS at checkout. Go to mindbloom.com/ADS, promo code ADS, for $100 off your first six-session program today. That is mindbloom.com/ADS, promo code ADS.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Come back with questions right after this. All right, let's talk to Scott, line one from Sacramento. Scott?
Adam, Drew, what's happening?
Yeah, man.
Dumb question. I wish I would have called like 5 years ago with this, but I just saw it on Twitter now, so I figured might as well ask it. I don't get why Billy Eichner is funny. he's got these like YouTube clips where he just like yells at people, and every celebrity has signed off on it, and I don't get it. Like I hate watch his clips now because I sit there in confusion. I was wondering what you guys thought.
Who is he? I don't know. I'm a
gay comedian who does like man on the street stuff. Is that his
man on the street? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so he also,
they're never funny.
He also had a character that was like an exaggerated version of it on Parks and Recreation back in the day.
Oh yeah. I'm not too familiar with his work. He seems angry, but,
I guess all I'd ask is like, pull up, like, just Google like funniest Billy on the street clip and watch it, and it's beyond unlaughable. He just screams at people, and you're just like, I don't get where's the joke.
What is
I'm not trying to be like
about,
overly critical
about what does he scream about?
He walks into people and he'll like ask like a random like I don't know trivia question, and most people are like kind of throw it off, and then that's the joke. But it's okay, maybe it's funny the first time, if that. But it's played out 10,000 times, and they'll be like, Will Ferrell will be with them, like real, actual funny people. And I just sit there and feel like, why are people like subsidizing this? Like, this is awful. This isn't in the universe of funny.
If you guys
and I don't
watch
know why everyone signed off on him. It's really confusing to me.
Noted.
I've gone to his YouTube channel, and I've arranged them by most popular, and the first five all feature a celebrity. So this is the first one that's just him. So number six or so, 3 million views.
Guys, it's Billy. I've got cash in hand and I'm ready to give it away if I can find anyone who knows a damn thing. Let's go!
Miss, for a dollar, name three white people. Go.
Three white people?
Yeah.
Could be dead or alive?
Yes. Famous, please.
Elvis Presley.
Okay, one.
Michael Jackson.
He was not white.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God! Miss, for a dollar, name a woman.
Name a woman?
Yeah.
Who?
No, name a woman.
Name a woman?
Yeah. Yoga bag. Name a woman.
I'm sorry.
No, name a woman.
Name a woman?
Yes, go.
Any?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
This is so hard.
Name a woman.
I'm already
name
bored.
Name a woman.
All right.
Name a woman.
I don't know. No. I mean, it's just,
that's what
it's
it
is. It's a sound thing, but so who cares?
He just stresses people out so they can't even
right.
think.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that 2 trillion times played out. Like, yeah. he'll be on next week asking the same question again. It's like, okay. Yeah, once you've good. Seen it like one time, it's like, maybe, like, okay.
I get it.
Well, he had the movie Bros, and it didn't do well at the box office, and then he lashed out at everybody and attacked them for being anti-gay. But everything else. It's a new world order. Know what I'm saying?
All right. All right. Who am I to judge?
I mean, it was a comedy. I hear it was pretty good, but it did not capture the imagination of America. He says that's because everyone's homophobic, and then he yelled at everyone, and then people don't tend to go watch movies because a guy yells at them to go watch the movie, so then it kind of fell apart. But look, I made a funny romantic comedy, and no one went to see it. So
one of his main pieces of promotion for that movie was doing that with Paul Rudd next to him.
Mm. Oh, really?
He was just going up to people on the street and shouting at them that they need to go see this movie.
Does Hollywood sign off because he's gay? Is that where the sort of Hollywood attraction is? Because most guys are like, eh, not that funny. Not going
I don't know
there.
About – I don't like that, the Billy on the street thing. But he's a decent actor given the right framework. Like, his character on Parks and Rec was really fun. Mm-hmm. It was an even more exaggerated version of that. So he just got to play that to 12. But it actually worked with the cast and the stories they were telling.
Mm. Well, I heard the movie was funny.
Well, maybe it'll have a life in cable or something.
I think it could, especially, you know, with all the controversy and whatnot.
But, you know,
not as funny as Sotomayor.
But here's the thing.
Talking about the kids, the 100,000. By the way, hospitals at capacity, near capacity.
Please don't.
Hospitals near capacity.
I can't.
How many times did you hear that?
Yes.
How many motherfucking times did you hear about the hospitals at near capacity?
Yeah.
And have that trotted out is the reason we needed to shut your business down.
Jesus.
But what happened with the hospitals? Did we ever go past the capacity?
No. Never used any of the things we trotted out, too. The Javits Center and the ships and all that stuff.
We didn't even use those.
Didn't need it.
Right.
Fucking train of thought. Back to Billy Eichner and then the romantic comedy he was in. Romantic comedies, I mean, this is the butt of every joke. Are for women.
Yes.
For straight women. That's what they're for.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't they be mad at gay men for not watching romantic comedies? Maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't know. It's too much, Drew. That's all I got to say.
Line four. From Israel.
Oh. Etana?
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Hold on.
Hmm?
There you are.
Me?
There you are.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Tana?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we do now.
Awesome. Hi, Dr. Drew and Mr. Carolla. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Good. My name is Etana. I'm calling from Israel. My main objective is to discuss how to get the vaccine conversation, the vaccine harm conversation, into the mainstream and past this wall of anger that we seem to meet every time we try to discuss it with someone who doesn't see it the same way we do.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You are not allowed to talk about it. The British are getting there. The British are starting to take input in the government from people who, cardiologists and academics who have real concerns about it, and young males particularly. Mm-hmm. So it's starting to happen there. It's slow. It's crazy
well,
slow.
Well, listen. Can I explain the phenomenon?
Mm-hmm.
You're asking a bunch of politicians and a bunch of late night talk show hosts and a bunch of news outlets to basically go, I was wrong. That's what you're asking them to do. They're not going to do it. That's why you go, how come more people aren't talking about it? Well, if they were a little more neutral about the vaccine, a little more balanced about the vaccine, then we would be discussing the vaccine. But these people took hard stands. Like, well, where's Sotomayor? Why isn't she talking about the dangers of the vaccine? Because she took a hard, retarded stance. Mm. So many people took so many hard, retarded stances that they can't break free of that. Mm. It's one thing, as I've said a million times, if I said, you know, if you said to me, well, we got the Raiders playing the Rams coming up this weekend. What do you think, Adam? And I went, I don't know. That should be a good game. Then after the game, we can have a discussion about it. But if I go Raiders 1,000% lock of the week, sell your house, bet everything on it, and the Raiders get blown out, I'm not bringing it up. I'm not bringing it up again. That's accurate. The stand they took.
Yeah.
They took this holier than thou. Somehow they knew everything. You know, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We're a bunch of Trump supporters and blah, blah. And we should kick them out of the country. They shouldn't be able to come into the hospitals if they get sick. I mean, there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of people wishing they weren't vaccinated. So he and she with the microphone, now pipe up. They don't say a fucking word about it. You notice they've shut up about getting vaccinated.
A bit. Only 7% have taken
it. Well, they just approved the vaccine for the children.
The loudmouths aren't talking about it.
Mm.
Why not?
Interesting.
That's their version of I was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Decreasing. What is the lot of the original concerning data came out of Israel. Is there better awareness there of some of the problems?
It's hard to say. Again, a lot of people aren't talking about it. I mean, we had a really strict green pass system, you know, in the thick of 2021. I couldn't go to most places indoors, and nobody talks about it anymore, besides for the people who were shunned from society and will not forget.
Good.
So we'll see. We'll see what's happening. There are a few amazing journalists here who are working around the clock to get the data out, but I also just wanted to thank both of you, Dr. Drew, for having all sorts of guests on to have this discussion. And Mr. Carroll, I actually, you retweeted me because I tweeted at you that my 14-year-old son, yours was the first book he ever enjoyed. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thanks, Etana. I appreciate it. And look, you're got to get the word out. The word out.
Yep.
The word is a nuanced word, sorry.
Yeah, it's not, it's just...
Get your old parents vaccinated and stay away from my fucking young son. That's the word.
I keep saying this over and over again. I'm not giving a shingles vaccine to your son. I'm not giving him the pneumonia vaccine. I'm not taking yellow fever every year because I don't live in the sub-Saharan Africa. There are risk categories that are worth whatever the risk of the vaccine is. And there are those that for whom it makes almost no sense. And if they want to take it, they're entitled to, fine. Discuss it with your doctor and maybe it makes sense for you. But this mandate-y stuff and to go to college and to go to schools, oh my God. And then finally the CDC saying, well, it's the most simple message. We're simplifying our messaging. It's 12 plus, 12 and above, just to keep it simple.
And there's a lot of schools that are forcing these mandates because CDC still recommends it, and then they hide behind, we're just doing what CDC recommends.
Well, there's a little bit of a sinister thing going on. So as long as they have an EUA, they're free of any and all liabilities.
What's an EUA?
Emergency use authorization.
Uh-huh.
They are now going for, I forget the actual formal category, but it's essentially part of the routine childhood immunizations. If they get that status of measles and tetanus and meningitis, all this stuff, it joins them, then they keep their liability waiver.
Mm-hmm.
If they go to a general approval and something goes bad, they can still have a problem.
All right, last question here today. Steve, 51, Woodlands, Texas.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Drew.
Hi, Guy.
Hey, one of the things I think that resonates with people about this show is that oftentimes you guys articulate thoughts that people like me sort of carry around but don't have the time to devote to really formulating those thoughts. So when you guys were talking recently about actors who were playing much more advanced age characters than they turned out to be in real life. I thought that was funny because I always think when I see people with pictures or pictures of people in college in the 80s, they always look 35 years old. And to thread that together with a little bit of love boat talk, I caught an episode the other night with Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, yeah. He was in a bunch of
them. Well, yeah. Well, his character in this episode was marrying a woman while on the cruise, and she was a much younger woman.
Yes.
And so this, of course, causes, you know, some hesitation and things. And at some point, he's talking with the captain. And you have to understand, he looks exactly like he looks in the Naked Gun movies in this episode.
Yes.
And he turns to Meryl and he says, Meryl, he says, I should maybe look for a woman more my age. And Meryl says, hey, look, if you have 20 years of happiness with her, that's more than most people get. And he says, but in 20 years, I'll be 70. And I'm right. Like, bro, you look 75 now.
Right.
We
had a lot of that watching The Love Boat. Boy, yes. Especially the ladies with their hair.
They dressed accordingly and their hair was done like Aunt B's.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'll be honest with y'all. I gave up on it because that show's just fucking horrible.
Oh, now we got it.
Now we're insulted.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Wait a minute. I hit the wrong button.
But
here.
He, I was watching some. God, a lot of the Love Boat folks we were talking about are dead now. A lot of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. These people we grew up with. So weird. An odd time, the
70s. Tonight. Tomorrow.
It's weird that people who were in their middle life in the 70s are dead.
It seems, yes.
Late 70s.
You got to just have our perspective to understand that it's weird.
Wait till one day you're sitting around and you find out Billy Eichner's dead.
Yeah.
You're like, how old am I?
I think our caller will be stoked on that day.
Tonight, tomorrow, by the way, I'm going to be in San Diego at Mic Drop Comedy Club, so you can check that out. Just go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com, DrDrew.tv. Get those streaming shows that Aitana, was that her name, from Israel was talking about, mm-hmm. where I've interviewed all these people that are bringing up questions. And really, also, we're documenting the fear they were using to get your compliance and how they crushed any dissent, the things they did.
So
it's not good. It's not pretty.
Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Hussein. Mahalo.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies like Compadres in the Spy Kids trilogy or your favorite stars like Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.